Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Our mission, as always, is pretty simple. Take complex source material, cut through all the noise, and really pull out that core knowledge you need.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're looking at something quite specific. It's an analysis connecting, well, two key players, credit unions and local housing programs. We hear a lot generally about community finance, right? But this source, it seems to get straight to the point about this particular partnership.
That's exactly it. And for you listening in, the real value here, the efficiency, is that our source isn't really posing a question. It's actually giving us an answer. It confirms a definite outcome, something measurable. So we're zeroing in on this core finding: credit unions strengthened local housing programs. That single sentence, it's really potent. It takes us past just guessing, you know? It confirms that this institutional link actually works effectively. So our whole conversation today is really about understanding how that strengthening happened, and maybe more importantly, why it matters if you're interested in, say, stable community development. Okay, let's dive into section one then, establishing the connection. So two main actors. First up, credit unions. When we talk about them here, we mean these cooperative, member-owned financial places, right? Their focus tends to be more on community service than, say, hitting quarterly profit targets for external shareholders.
Mm-hmm. Community focus is key.
And then the second actor, local housing programs. These are the actual mechanisms, could be government-run, could be nonprofit, but they're designed to tackle things like housing affordability, maybe down payment help, or keeping neighborhoods stable. They're on the ground level.
Right. And just pairing them up is significant in itself. You're linking a financial model that's driven by its members. I mean, the people using the services are the owners,
yeah,
essentially, with these very local programs addressing specific community needs. It suggests maybe a deeper kind of alignment than if you were just working with a big commercial bank, for example.
A different philosophy almost.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is the source itself, just by studying this link, validates the idea that these two should be looked at together. It tells us they're not just accidentally in the same town. There's a potential synergy there, a structural fit. The analysis basically confirms that initial hypothesis that they can work effectively together.
Okay, so it sounds promising, like a good match, but the source says more than just they could work well together,
yeah,
right? It says they did.
Yes, it moves from potential to actual proven impact.
But I think, just for clarity, we need to pin down the scope a bit. When it says local housing programs,
right,
what does that imply? Are we talking huge federal initiatives or really grassroots stuff?
That emphasis on local seems critical. It plays directly into a common strength of credit unions, their hyper-local knowledge. They often know the community really well. Their staff understands the local job market, the specific quirks of the housing situation in that area.
Mm.
You know, they can tailor things.
Unlike a big national bank, maybe using a one-size-fits-all model.
Precisely. So the scope here really seems focused on that neighborhood or maybe county-level impact. And this suggests that the strengthening effect we're going to talk about is probably tied to that flexibility, that local intelligence. That's a huge advantage when you're dealing with affordable housing, where sometimes standard lending rules just don't fit people's real situations, like varied income or unique local costs.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's not just where the money comes from, but the whole approach of the lender, the philosophy, like you said. Okay, let's move to section two then. Analyzing the core conclusion. This is where we dig into the actual result, the finding again. Credit unions strengthened these programs. Here's where it gets really interesting. We know the outcome was positive, strengthened. But let's push on that word itself, strengthened. Does the source give us any clue how? Because, you know, strengthened could mean a lot of things. Did they just give more money? Or did they fundamentally change how resilient these programs were? I worry it could just be, well, a bit vague without the how.
That's a fair question and a crucial one. And the source material, thankfully, seems to address that. It appears to define strengthening in more concrete ways. This is what makes the finding useful, right? It moves it from just an observation to something you could potentially act on, policy-wise. So a key mechanism often mentioned, stemming from that nonprofit, member-first focus of credit unions, seems to involve two main things: improving processes and absorbing some risk.
Okay, tell me more about process improvement.
Well, first, credit unions apparently brought their lending know-how to the table. They helped streamline how the housing programs actually work, the application intake, the processing. They cut down on the bureaucratic hurdles, the red tape. They can really slow down local housing efforts.
Ah, so tangible stuff. Like literally reducing the time it takes for a family to get approved or making the paperwork less daunting.
Yeah, exactly that kind of thing. Operational efficiency.
Hmm.
But maybe even more significant, the strengthening also came from how credit unions approach risk differently. Because they're often focused on keeping members and ensuring community stability long term, they might be willing to use more flexible underwriting standards.
Standards that actually align with what the housing program is trying to achieve rather than fighting against it.
Precisely. The source suggests strengthening often involve things like providing more competitive financing, maybe lower cost loans for gap funding or help with down payments. Because they operate as nonprofits, their cost of capital can be lower. This meant the housing programs could help more people, or maybe people with greater need, without needing bigger subsidies themselves. It's like a transfer of financial resilience.
Okay, that really clarifies it. So it wasn't just, here's some cash. It was more like institutional capacity building. The credit unions weren't just acting as funders. They were embedding their whole cooperative lending approach, which is inherently more patient, more community-focused, right into how the housing programs managed risk.
That's a great way to put it, capacity building.
So for instance, if a housing program was maybe struggling with defaults, a credit union partner might have helped improve the quality of their loan portfolio by integrating better financial counseling upfront, something a big bank just focused on the transaction might not bother with.
Exactly. That seems to be the implication.
Yeah.
The strengthening wasn't purely financial. It was also advisory. It was structural. It points towards long-term viability, making those local programs potentially less vulnerable if the economy takes a downturn because their lending base is more solid and their operations smoother. The source confirms this alignment really works. So just to sum that up, the power of the finding is that it confirms the specific traits of credit unions. Their structure, their local focus, their nonprofit status were directly linked to these measurable improvements in the housing program stability and resilience.
Which leads us nicely into section three. The impact on you, the learner bringing it all together. We know this partnership works. We have a clearer idea of how it works through efficiency gains and tailored risk management. So if we connect this to the bigger picture.
Well, the bigger picture here is really about policy optimization. It's practical.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone out there involved in, say, urban planning, local government finance, or community investment strategies, this finding is basically a verified blueprint. You now have solid evidence that if you want to make affordable housing initiatives more stable or increase their capacity, bringing credit unions into the mix, maybe even incentivizing their involvement, is a proven tool. It has a high leverage effect.
Right. It saves you guesswork.
Exactly.
Okay.
It potentially eliminates the need to kind of experiment with lots of different potential partners. You know, this particular model has confirmed efficacy. The question for policymakers then changes, doesn't it? It's not, should we partner with credit unions? It becomes, okay, how do we best tap into the specific strengths of the credit unions in our area to really maximize this known strengthening effect?
That really is the aha moment, isn't it? You don't just know that they help. You have a good idea why they help. They bring this structural resilience that other financial institutions, often because of their different profit motives, might not be able to replicate in the same way.
Mm-hmm. It changes the conversation.
It absolutely changes the conversation at the planning or legislative level. So what does this all mean? I think it means we have strong validation from the source that this link between cooperative finance and community development is, well, a particularly effective model for building local housing stability. Okay, so to quickly recap this deep dive for everyone listening, the source material gives us a clear foundational truth. Credit unions strengthened local housing programs. And this strengthening wasn't just about more money flowing in. It was achieved through real operational improvements and a more flexible, member-focused way of managing risk within the housing programs themselves.
Yeah, and that finding really should be seen as a baseline truth for policy discussions going forward. If the objective is resilient, long-lasting housing solutions, you can't really ignore the structural advantages that credit unions seem to bring to the table, according to this source. This raises an important question, though.
Ooh.
Well, if we accept that the strengthening effect comes from this very specific alignment, the cooperative structure plus the local needs focus,
Yeah. Does
the source give any hint about limits? For example, what happens if a credit union gets really big or expands way beyond its original local area? Does it lose some of that vital hyperlocal insight that seems so key? Would that strengthening effect start to diminish? We know the model works locally based on this source. But maybe the next step is figuring out if there's a threshold, a point where becoming less local starts to dilute that positive impact.
That's a really interesting path for further thought, exploring the boundaries of that success. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the verified effectiveness of credit unions in supporting local housing. We hope you feel armed with the powerful confirmation that this partnership truly is a strengthening force. We encourage you to continue your own exploration, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.